BC Sunshine Coast.
9:10. What were your parents like when you were a kid? Yeah, maybe they were amazing. Maybe they were flawed. Most likely a bit of both, really. Either way, it's hard to imagine what your life would be like now if you hadn't had them, right? But that is the reality for tens of thousands of Australian children right now, kids who have to live with someone other than their parents. And it can be hard to find homes for those children. Nearly half of them aren't even able to live with a relative. And it turns out it's getting harder. While the number of children entering out-of-home care has been relatively static over the past 5 years or so, the number of people able to care for them through the foster system has been shrinking. Well, now, Maroochydore-based out-of-home care provider IFYS is trying a high-tech version of word of mouth to shrink the gap between the number of children in need of care and the number of families that are able to provide it. You're joined with by Paul Morton from IFYS. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good and I'm very interested in this. Tell us about Care Friends. What is it? How does it work?
Yeah, good. And your intro was actually perfect. It's a new high-tech way of actually talking to each other. As you mentioned in your intro there, Sarah, there has been an international decline of carers across the globe in terms of, you know, caring for children in care. There's a whole range of reasons for that. But I guess as a marketing manager for IFYS, which we work constantly in 365 days a year to try and recruit carers, what we've noticed over the last couple of years is the noise that's in the market. You know, just we're competing with, you know, very large corporations to try and get our message out. And as an organisation, you know, we spend an enormous amount of energy on telling people about IFYS foster care, about becoming carers. And I guess it was a little while ago, a few months ago, that we were approached by Care Friends. And it's very much a high-tech strategy of people who know people who may be interested in being able to share information. So we've actually brought foster care recruitment into the 21st century with this incredible app. So, and results last week have given us real hope so that people know people and they're sharing information with each other. You work in the media, you understand the decline of media that's happened over the last decade. So getting our message out has never been harder than what it is today. And this new app certainly assists us in telling people about the fact that we do need carers. Right here on the Sunshine Coast today, I would tell you we need at least 25 new carers to support kids we've got in our system.
Well, great that the app is already starting to work. What's that data that you saw from last week? What's it been showing?
So 25 EOIs. I mean, that's just unheard of, you know, in terms of being able to share information and people being able to then connect to each other. So we had 25 sign-ups last week of people just interested in taking a look. So on average, annually, we look at about 150 EOIs a year, and that takes us an enormous amount of energy to get to that number. Here, last week, we got 25 shares. And I know that sounds really low, but we're working in an industry where just recruiting a carer can take us 5 to 7 years. You know, somebody's got to hear the message over and over and over again before they will even take a look. This is a bit life-changing in lots of ways for us.
Ah, great news. I mean, sad news that there is a shortage at the moment, though. And what does that shortage mean for children who are in need of foster or kinship care? Where do they go?
Yeah, so that's where we've seen the rise of the residential facilities across the state and across the country. It's not just Queensland, it's across the state. And I guess, you know, there's always a belief that a child in a family is far better than in a residential. There's nothing wrong with residentials. I mean, they play a really important role in keeping children safe. But if a child can be with a family, they can grow, they can connect, they can be part of a community of caring adults. That's always the preference, is to link a child into where we can into foster care. And then obviously we work, as you know, the state works and agencies work with the parent or the parents to try and get a child back home. That's such an important strategy of carers being involved in that process with us. So the bottom line is decline in carer numbers means that children are placed in often residential care facilities.
When you say residential care facilities, Paul, is that the same as what we used to call orphanages?
Nowhere near what it used to be. We're talking about often 2 to 4 young people living in a facility with youth workers. So it's a youth work model as opposed to maybe the old days where you had, Borsal kind of masters, etc., and, people running very large groups. So might be, 50 to 100 bed facilities, where we're talking about 2 to 4 bed facilities. So a very different model to what it used to be. But when you're 9, 10, 11 or 12, family is obviously, if we can't find a kin and connect the child to a kin, the next strategy would obviously be foster care as the next port of call. When there's no foster carers available, obviously that's when residential care facilities kick in. So it's a system that's well connected and linking young people into safe, housing options. But, foster care is kind of one of the front lines of what we're doing.
Mm. So Care Friends, this new app, which is great news. Do you think it will be enough to end the shortfall, or are there other things that need to happen as well?
Look, this works beautifully with everything else we do. We obviously use radio, we use media, we use social media, but this is about caring people who know caring people, connecting them to us. So this is just that, little bit of a nudge, to say, hey, do you want to take a look? And that works. So, it's a great trial start for us. Great experiences in the first couple of weeks, but the truth is that it will become part of a suite of stuff that we'll continue to do. But as I think said earlier, we're actually competing with so many messages in the marketplace on a daily basis. This is just a wonderful way to be able to connect and share information with people who have potentially been thinking about it, because that's who we're really targeting, is obviously people who have thought about this for a while, not sure how to take the next step. Care Friends is one of those abilities and apps that will actually maybe just give somebody that nudge to pick up the phone and talk to us.
Well, some good news. Love to share it. Thank you very much for the chat this morning, Paul.
Wonderful to talk. Thank you so much. Bye for now.
Paul Morton from IFYS there. Care Friends is that new app that they've just launched, which is very exciting, and hopefully will make a difference in that space.